With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's their ticket out of war-torn Gaza. The Rafah crossing with Egypt reopened this morning, allowing the injured and foreign nationals to cross over. The BBC's Rushdie Abaalouf is there.
We started to see some movement now for people carrying their bags, going inside the terminal. This is the first dual national people who will be allowed to cross into the Egyptian side of the crossing. We understand that the passport control officers are inside the terminal testing the system, and we understand that about 7,000 people will be allowed in this week. Today, about 540 people. I see people carrying their bags and trying to rush inside the terminal.
Also at SRNnews.com, FBI Director Christopher Wray warned a Senate panel of the very real and growing threat of terrorism inside the U.S.
Our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
And telling Florida Senator Rick Scott,
one terrorist organization after another calling for attacks.
We should wake up.
It is a time to be concerned. We are in a dangerous period.
Ray says that threats could include homegrown violence, as well as potential foreign terrorist groups acting against the United States and the West, both domestically and abroad. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An initial court appearance expected today for 21-year-old Cornell University junior Patrick Dyes, accused of making online torture and death threats against Jewish students at Cornell. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 102 points. NASDAQ futures off 53. This is SRN News. Parents all across the nation are suddenly questioning what their children are being taught in school. And one expert says it all started during the pandemic when kids were stuck at home.
Doing classes by Zoom and things of that nature, having parent portals with assignments and assigned readings, the parents had become more active than perhaps they had been historically and began to realize, wait a minute, these things that are being taught to my child, I don't agree with. I don't believe in, and I don't believe they should be taught.
Abraham Hamilton with the American Family Association.
People are using their classrooms as a mechanism to transmit values that may be foreign to the parents, as opposed to, you know, the traditional understanding of reading, writing, and arithmetic.
He says every mom and dad in the country needs to find out what their youngsters are being taught in school and what books are being used in class. If they don't like what they find, they need to take action. The American Family Association has resources for parents, website afa.net. This is SRN News. American infant mortality hits a 20-year high.
A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. infant mortality rate rose 3% last year. The report says white and Native American infant boys and babies born at 37 weeks or earlier had significant increases in death. The report also notes larger increases for two of the leading causes of infant deaths, maternal complications and bacterial meningitis. The national rate rose to 5.6 infant deaths per 1,000 live births in 2022, up from 5.44 per 1,000 the year before. I'm Donna Water.
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves and Democrat challenger Brandon Presley about to face off in their one and only debate. That's scheduled for tonight, 6 days before the November 7th election. More details, SRNnews.com.